The absentee ballot count today in the Republican U.S. Senate primary shows a slight narrowing of the gap between Lisa Murkowski and Joe Miller at this hour. As of 4 p.m., Miller is leading Murkowski by 1,210 votes, down from 1,668 votes after last Tuesday's election. Thousands of absentee ballots were counted today at the Anchorage office of the State Division of Elections. The ballots are pivotal in the outcome of the race for Alaska's available U.S. Senate seat in the November election. But things were quiet this morning as election volunteers, most of them women, sat at their workstations. Both the Miller and the Murkowski campaigns had sent observers to watch the proceedings. Gail Fanumiai, Division of Elections Director, said ballot counting was taking place at the same time in Wasilla.
Today we are counting approximately 13,700 and change. So that leaves us with almost 2,000 that are in our possession that haven't been counted, plus with some that might trickle in over the next days ahead. Okay, we have about 9,000 questions statewide, and we're counting today about 3,780 plus. So that leaves us with just a hair shy short of 5,000 question ballots that will be remaining to be counted. Of all these numbers, now keep in mind that not all of them are going to be countable ballots. Some will be rejected.
Fanumiai said questioned ballots, those voted on election day but without proper address identification, are verified by a bipartisan review board. Despite fears expressed by the Miller campaign regarding mishandling of the vote count, the operation seemed to go smoothly. Other than a handful of reporters, there were few members of the public in evidence at the division office in Anchorage. When new numbers were posted to the state election division website shortly before 11 this morning, the returns showed a slight lessening of the gap between the two candidates in Murkowski's favor. John Bitney speaks for Lisa Murkowski's campaign.
An updated number showing now the gap has narrowed from 1668 down to 1,325 difference. Eagle River and East Anchorage are in, and then as we move later into the day, South Anchorage will come in, and of course we have positive feelings about those South Anchorage districts should be released. So we're expecting this race to continue to narrow throughout the day. We're pretty excited.
The districts reflecting the early returns were in Anchorage and Eagle River. Miller campaign spokesman Randy DeSoto said he wasn't worried about them.
Well, I think that's reflective of the general election results, too. She won the Anchorage area about 52% to 48%. So I think that's the absentees are reflective of her overall vote count here in Anchorage. Yeah, Fairbanks, of course, is Joe's hometown, so that should go well for him. He was in the 60-some percentile up there. Also, the Mat-Su Valley is where he was in the 60-some percentile. So until we get those numbers, it looks like so far numbers are consistent with what happened at the election day.
Shortly after noon, Matanuska Valley election officials finished counting absentee votes in Wasilla. Those returns lessened Miller's advantage by about 1/10 of a percentage point.